When it comes to working with IoT, you can on one side connect devices, extract data from the services that are collecting data in the cloud, but there's one more thing that you need to think about, which is diagnostics on these services. If IoT Hub sees something going wrong, it adds out of the box functionality to log the problem, the errors, the messages, and so forth, so they can go back and figure out what the issue was about. John is here on the IoT Show today to tell us more about diagnostics with Azure IoT Hub. Hey guys, this is the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and we'll be talking about Azure IoT Hub diagnostics and logging. And I have John Lien with me today to talk about that. John, thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you.
Well, John, before we jump into the topic itself, we want to know more about you. So who are you? What are you doing at Microsoft?
So I'm a PM on Azure IoT platform team, and my focus is to look at end user diagnostics, logging, and monitoring. So I just kind of really care about, you know, you being able to troubleshoot your problems, you know, you being able to know when things go wrong.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying you're part of the platform team. So that's the team building the core services for Azure IoT.
Yeah.
The IoT Hub being that device gateway to the cloud.
Yeah.
And there are basically two main scenarios when using IoT Hub. The one you're focused on is that second one. The first one is connecting devices, basically using IoT Hub, right? Connecting devices, extracting data from the IoT Hub. The second one is about making sure everything works. And when there's a problem, tracking where the problem is coming from, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And IoT Hub is equipped, and this is what you're going to describe. What exactly is it that IoT Hub has out of the box for you to monitor the health of your IoT application, right?
That's right, yeah.
Cool. So, well, tell me a bit about these features that IoT Hub has, and you have some demos for that as well, right?
Yeah, so actually, let's get started. Let me go back to this IoT Hub. So I have this little IoT device here. So what it does is where every time I press the button, it sends a little message to IoT Hub, and it eventually posts to Twitter. So in what we imagine the world is like, you have more than just one of these, but even with one of these, you can use our features to track, you know, all the messages sent to IoT Hub.
Okay.
You can see how many messages are sent per second. Mm-hmm. And if things go wrong, like this thing gets disconnected, like it loses internet.
Okay.
I can unplug this, it'll lose internet.
Okay.
You'll be able to see it in our logs. It'll say disconnected.
So you have a set of events that basically are logged within IoT Hub that are like the operational logs, right?
So it's important to let users understand that we have an integration with Azure Monitor diagnostic logs, but you first have to turn it on. So commonly we get a lot of questions like, oh, how do I know if my IoT Hub, if my IoT device is disconnected? Or how do I know, I saw this error on the client side, but I don't know what caused it.
Okay.
I think my messages aren't routing through. Mm-hmm. So what you want is the service side logs, and in this case, it's what we call diagnostic logs. So first thing you have to do is you have to go to your IoT Hub in the portal.
Okay.
You have to go down to a diagnostic settings.
Okay.
And then you have to make sure that you turn it on.
Okay, got it. It's very similar to other PaaS services on Azure, right?
That's right. This is a common monitoring solution for all, most Azure services have Azure Monitor built in.
Which means that if you have an app that actually uses several services, you can actually send all your diagnostics to the same center place where you actually do the monitoring of the Uber application that is aggregating all these services.
That's right. You can use Azure Storage. You can use Azure Log Analytics.
Okay.
I really like Log Analytics. It's really fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then you can use it to do log search.
Okay.
For IoT and other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you did in pressing the buttons actually is getting logged somewhere, right?
Yes. So if you go to metrics and you type in telemetry here, you see telemetry sent attempt. And this is last 24 hours, so let's just go to last 30 minutes. You can see that each time this is like me pressing a button.
Okay.
You see I pressed the button five times within this minute, and therefore it ended up with five here.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a count of, per minute.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then another thing that you can see here is...
So what are the kind of events you can log like that?
So the metrics, it's just a counter. It tells you how many messages sent. It doesn't log, we don't log individual messages until you unless you tell us to route it to storage.
Okay.
But we don't do that by default.
Yeah, in IoT scenario, that would be too much.
It would be too much, and it would be kind of weird for us to just peek inside at your messages.
Makes sense.
So here, one thing that users often want to do is to make sure that they aren't using up too much of their quota.
Okay.
So we have a metric here called total number of messages used.
Okay.
And you can see that by me pressing a button, the number counter goes up. So it always gives you the latest snapshot of the quota. So you can make sure you can come in and see, oh, I have used 50 out of my, in this case, is a free hub, 8,000, 6,000 messages. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually set up an alert here.
I was about to ask, how can you automate that? Because you don't want to have someone like look into the dashboard and always monitor that manually, right? So you can automate alerting and things like that.
Yeah, so you can set up an alert. That says almost ran out of messages.
Okay.
And then you can say, I want to monitor the total number of messages used.
Okay.
And you can say, total number of messages. I just scrolled there unexpectedly. So you can sort of see how it looks like the preview, and you can say if it's greater than 5,000, right? Because you know that's
going to be a threshold
limit
for that
queue.
And
then you can say email me.
Okay.
Right. So in this case, let's just put in some lower number.
So what are the triggers you can have? The email. You have other triggers.
Yeah, you have emails. You can set up a webhook.
Okay.
You can run a logic app. So lots of things you can do.
Okay. So you can imagine anything that will be monitoring what's going on. And eventually you can, using the APIs of IT Hub, you can automate things such as going to the next queue or adding a unit. So that way you actually cope with the problem of the limit of messages.
That's right.
You can do up and down scale automatically.
Yes. You make sure you never make sure your messages are not timing out because you've run out of quota.
Okay,
that would be pretty bad.
Yeah. So that's one of the scenarios. I think you have other things you wanted to show as well, right? In terms of logs and.
So here's that was a quick short show on the metrics.
Yep.
So like I said earlier, the first thing you want to do really to make sure that you are capturing everything that goes wrong is you want to turn on diagnostic settings.
Yes.
So here I've already turned on diagnostic settings.
Okay.
I'm piping everything to this log analytics store.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to this log analytics, which I've already opened. So you can kind of see that it has this very nice interface, very, very fast, and shows you, and here a couple clicks later, you're able to see everything. All the logs that have been collected in the past day.
So it would actually allow you to kind of go into the past and see what happened when a problem happened, right?
Yeah. So what you really want to do is have this enable while when anything goes wrong.
It's not on by default.
It's not on by default.
Which means that is it something that is actually an additional resource that the customer pays for?
That's right, yeah. So,
and that's a bad question, but.
So when you turn on diagnostic settings, you can decide to send it to storage, log analytics, and event hub. So each of those have their own pricing. So storage is, I would say, pretty cost effective, right? You're just putting all the logs into storage, and we don't log all the things that happen. We don't log each time the message is sent. We only log connection events, disconnection events, and other than that, basically errors, like routing errors, job errors, method errors.
Yeah.
So if it's just an IoT hub, that doesn't generate that much traffic, and therefore it doesn't cost that much storage. So I think it's a very good idea that you turn on storage.
And the value you get back from it, which is actually being able to then backtrack an issue that happened in your application, actually totally outweighs the cost here.
That's right, yeah. So here you can see that I set up a bad route, a bad routing rule that is essentially has no good logic, and then you can see that it has it was triggered, and then IoT Hub told me, hey, this routing rule doesn't make any sense.
Work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So then it gets logged here.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so if you find out that you're wondering why your routing rules don't work, you should check out
So instead of trying and missing all the time, you just go back there. And, you have to, once again, you have to activate diagnostics. have the thing happen, and then go back to the logs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So commonly we recommend, so you set up an alert, mm-hmm. right, for something that goes wrong, maybe like number of routing errors. You can say if it's greater than certain number, mm-hmm. Email me, then you can go into Log Analytics and really quickly do a search and find, oh, it's because I set up the wrong routing.
Yeah, rules.
Cool. Yeah.
Great. Do you have something else thing you wanted to show as well in terms of metrics or what we went through already, I think.
Yeah, I think I've showed pretty much the everything cool. I want to show
cool.
at this point.
Okay. Cool. That's super insightful, John. Thanks for that demo. And if you guys want to learn more, we're going to add some links to some resources that we have. And next time you have some more news and some more cool demos about what you can do with Azure IT Hub, John, you're welcome on the show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe.